WMFO
91.5 Tufts.edu freeform radio. Yeah, Tufts.edu.freeformradio. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Have fun.
Ciao.
Listen to music. We'll be back. And now we're going to turn on automated music. And you can fade it up. Boom. Yeah. Huge. See y'all in 2 weeks. Wait, no, I won't. Bye.
Bit of a late start there. I left my ID at home, so I had to find alternative ways in via the a cappella group at Tufts and then the previous show DJ. Also, hate to turn off. Well, I'm a little okay with turning off Grimes. The music's pretty good. I will say. But hate to turn off IO. Rest in peace, champion. We love you and the music that you released during your time here. It was fantastic. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to get situated, log in here, and all that. I want to start with the song that I ended with last show, kind of like filling in time from the previous DJs while they had their, or the next DJs while they had their technical difficulties, because I wanted to talk more about it, because I love talking. But it's a collab between Skrillex, Virtual Riot, and Nikisha, who is Skrillex's girlfriend. Called While You Were Sleeping. They debuted a little bit of it on the album FU Skrillex, as well as a little bit at Ultra. But I think this song especially is just like, I talked a little bit about this on air last time, but very rushed. Like, Skrillex and Virtual Riot are two people who do very minimal branding. Like, Skrillex is, like, obviously a very big name, but he, like, you don't see it on, like, any billboards, really. You don't see a lot of it, like, in social media. He, like, asked all of his fans to just, like, sign up for an email list and doesn't really post a ton of, like, sometimes on, like, X or Twitter or whatever, but really nothing else. And it's kind of same thing with Virtual Riot. He does, like, YouTube tutorials on how to make music and is very present about making music and that as his identity and stuff, but does not really, I would say, like, advertise his albums a ton or his, like, projects and stuff. Like, when they come out, he's definitely talking about them for a little bit, but definitely not as much as, like, some other artists who are, like, super into this whole idea of, like, music as a business and a brand and stuff like that. I think Skrillex and Virtual Riot, like, obviously have built brands for it, but it's kind of a side effect of, like, just the sheer passion that they have for just getting into a DAW and making weird electronic noises. And you can just totally feel it on this track. Like, the rhythms are so smooth. Everything feels, like, mastered super, super well. And, like, I made jokes about it last time that it does kind of sound like a blender and bongo drums, but, like, in a good way. So let's get into it. This is While You Were Sleeping. Also, I've never ran, I got a new computer, yay, and I'm gonna try to run the show on the new computer, but bear with me because I don't know what I'm doing at all, but we'll try. So here is While You're Sleeping, while I get logged in. Oh yeah. We'll be right back.
her, you.
I like the ending of that song. That's frequently, well, I don't know. I like the ending of that song. It's frequently how I try to describe electronic music. I feel like I just go womp 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 wow. And sometimes people get it. Most of the time not. This track came out on Friday. I don't have anything like a lot to say. Well, actually I do have a lot. It's called Feisty by Fred Again and Bia. It comes off of a dual release called Icy Feisty, and those are the two names of the tracks. Both are really good, but like pretty much ever since I heard Feisty, I've been like looping it like crazy. Like not like back. I very rarely do I have a song where I loop it and then I'll listen to it over and over again, like without anything in between. But I have been queuing this one like over and over and over again. There's just like so many cool rhythms happening with like gating the volume to try and make lots of like wubby sounds in both the bass and like the vocals, but at different rates, and lots of really cool drum play, like really fun like instrumentation on the drums. I don't know, Fred Again is like, everyone knows him for his really incredible rhythms, and like he's a killer on the drum machine and like really good at mixing. This is, I feel like, one of the first times I've been like super, super thoroughly impressed by one of his like musical releases, which I know that might be controversial. I don't know. But I like his mixes a lot more than a lot of his releases usually. And even some of his more popular releases like Victory Lap, I like a lot more from like the rap perspective, or like especially Victory Lap 5, the liney feature slash sampling. But anyway, we'll just get into this one. I kind of just want to hear this one as loud as I can play it in the studio here. We're still in the bad studio, but whatever. Also, chat member, engaged dreamer, there's no Taylor Swift on this show unless it's STFU by Crank That. Here's Feisty. Let's get into it.
Pop up on you like a genie in the bottle on that bitch.
Yeah, that's good. I like that track a lot. Very, very smooth. I'm definitely going to be listening to it on the ride home and doing a little swagger bounce step in the rain, trying to make... But I'll be very careful. I'm wearing my boots, so I won't slip on the sleet. Don't worry, everybody. They were very worried. I'm going to play Get Tired by Liney because, frankly, I didn't realize that this song was out. Like, I've heard it in a couple of sets, and I heard it when Liney played it, and, like, I've heard it in Liney sets, and just never bothered to, like, look it up. And then I was, I had Nate over for Thanksgiving. We played some board games, and then went, like, Black Friday shopping, kind of, in the morning, and he just started playing this in the car, and I had like no idea that it was a release, but I really like this song. I mean, it's Liney. It's a bunch of weird noise to dance to, and that's probably what I'm gonna do until I get tired. I'm gonna dance in the stew, maybe, probably not, honestly, but it's like really hot in here, and I'm wearing a couple of layers today because it was raining, but we might dance in the stew just a little bit. Divine Citizen, that's a crazy, sorry, so, that's crazy. Okay, Get Tired by Liney. I love it. It's very, very bouncy. I hope, since I can't, like, bounce till I get tired in the studio, y'all have to bounce till you get tired at home. Please do it. Okay, here's Liney. Get Tired. Until you get tired.
Your hand in my butt.
like that one. I just love how metallic the, like, snare... It's not really even a snare. It feels more like a lead synth. Also, I didn't even log it. Whoops. That was Get Tired by Liney, not Feisty by Fred Again. That being said, they do sort of work together, kind of. Not really. Fred Again took Liney's song and put it on a beat. I'll say it. Okay. I haven't played anything from Disc Utility yet, which is crazy, because I did have Nate on the show for Thanksgiving as well, or we subbed, and we didn't play any G Jones. We did, like, a throwback power hour with a bunch of, like, 2010s EDM. But I think Slamming Keys came out a little bit ago, and I played that single because I've been waiting for it for a long time. The other three of these I hadn't heard before. We got Noontime Acid, A Thousand Cuts, and By Your Side, all by G Jones and EEPROM. Whenever these two get together, it's always like a very incredible orchestration of machines and rave music. Love them to death, especially G Jones. Just fantastic, fantastic artist. Cannot wait to see him and his project live sometime. But I think I'm going to play Thousand Cuts. I just love this, like, kind of classic rave sound of, like, the orchestra hit, and they just play around with it a ton here, and a lot of, like, really classic, I feel like, rave and jungle samples here, and including a very, very gritty bass for the, like, choral slash drop part. So let's get into it. This is A Thousand Cuts. Lots of energy. It kind of gives, like, sports event, like, I feel like this would be played when all the people are, like, coming out to, like, I don't know, introduce themselves, kind of, and they're like, check out our team. Our team is so sick. And then it's like playing this shit stuff, maybe. I don't know. I didn't even finish that word, FCC. You don't know what I'm talking about. Wait, I'm spinning it back. I take it back. I realize what it is. Wait. That's me turning my deck back. It's Backyard Baseball, like the 1998... computer game on the CD-ROM that did get a remaster for the Switch this year. I'm not gonna buy it for however much it is, but I do remember being 3 years old and playing crazy baseball on the computer, and it kind of sounded like this in a good way.
Triple team.
I love rave music and UKG music and garage and all of that jazz and jungle. Although it is like, the memes are right. It is kind of impossible to figure out how you're supposed to dance at a jungle rave. You just kind of like flail like in like a moron for 3 hours straight. And it usually gets the job done. What else do we have? I don't know. I'll play Risk It All. This is the new Must Die. It's a collab with Jiqui. They've worked together in the past. I think it was on what was it? Or maybe I'm mistaking. I know Jiqui has worked with Keizo before, and Keizo works with Must Die on the Hive Mind project. But I thought Jiqui worked with Must Die before in the past. I'll have to find that. But and then as well as Jilly, J-I-L-L-I, who I think might be vocals, but I'm not sure. It might just be a sample. I really like this track. I think it is like a mix of two of the parts of, I think it was Vampire Weapon or something was like the name of his last EP that I really liked, which was just crazy, crazy gritty stuff. And then like two or three like really smooth tracks. And I feel like this track is like, it has such a very classic kind of like EDM / clubhouse kind of, not clubhouse, sorry, like housey club like vibe going on all the way up to the build, like through the build, and then right at the drop it gets very Must-Die-y, which is just chaotic and harsh computer noises, and I'm all about both of those things. So we can get into it here, and then maybe, I don't know, I've got some more time to fill. We'll figure it out, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like that song, definitely a little I don't know, it wasn't what I expected from Must Die, but it was a happy surprise, or I'm happy that it came out or something. I don't know, I really like it. It's fun. It's nice also to have a little bit of the back and forth. I feel like I have an album or a playlist that is basically just like Must Die and Subtronics and all of their like really really heavy stuff for when I'm like trying to go hard or whatever, but like we don't get a ton of like more chill Must Die stuff, so whenever that comes out, very very fun. We can play Dominator, we've got time and it's fun. This has been being dropped by RL Grime for like a while now. It's a collab with Dead Crow and it came out last week, I think, not this last Friday but like two ago. Really really good. I just like the vocal sample in this song. I love anything that is like syncopated and fast and punchy, and like the gate effect on this or whatever it is. I think there's like some warping of the vocal so that like all of the syllables fall a lot more like punchier on the beat, I suppose. And it's fun. I just like it. It's really fun to be like in the club scene or whatever and this drops and everybody around you is just like spitting out the lyrics as fast as they can, or not as fast as they can because it's not like fast, but it is very punchy and then everybody goes crazy. So nice to be able to listen to it at home and go crazy in my room like I do all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm bigger and bolder and rougher and tougher. In other words, sucker, there is no other. I'm the one and only Dominator. I'm the one and only Dominator. I like that track. It's fun. I love any rave track, and like RL Grime is, I feel like I'm throwing that term around really loosely. I'm gonna have to spend like I won't do it this show because I haven't nailed it down yet, but I do need to figure out like what I mean by rave music, because I feel like that is kind of a general term to people who like might not be going to like a ton of EDM shows all the time and feel a distinction between like, you know, general electronic music and like house and like dubstep and like what I'm dubbing like rave music, which is very stabby synths and kind of jungle beats and stuff like that. And I don't mean like beats from the jungle. Jungle is the term. I don't really know why it's called that. I think because it came from the concrete jungle, but we'll see. And by that, I mean, I guess I'll look it up and maybe I'll talk about it next week. What else? Oh, Wave Dash, like, I don't know how they found... I'm sorry, this is such a switchover, but Wave Dash got, like, a big gig with League for their Arcane show, and I don't really know how they pulled that off. Probably through Porter, honestly. But they did 4 remixes of songs from the Arcane TV series. 2 from the first show and 2 from the next. And I really like all of them. I mean, I love Wave Dash. You heard me going on and on and on and on and on about Tempo when it came out. And I really, really love Arcane. I think it's like a really beautifully told story that captures a lot of different perspectives at once in a pretty clear and concise way for the most part. And so definitely recommend it. But I'm sad I never really got to catch one of these Hexcore Nights shows. Basically, League threw a bunch of like Arcane themed raves, multiple nights, and had Wave Dash DJ a lot of them and make music for it and for the experience. And some of these remixes got released recently. So this is Paint the Town Blue, the remix by Wave Dash, vocals by Ashniko. I really like this song. I think it's like, it's very like kind of cheeky and cheesy, but like with the lyrics, but I just kind of, I love that vibe. It's very playful, a little childish, whatever. But very rebellious and fun. And, the Wave Dash remix is very interesting. It kind of like hollows the song out a little bit. Like, I feel like Paint the Town Blue is like so punchy and aggressive, and this one feels a little bit more like anxious. Like there is like, It's got like a speed house drop in the second part, and it just kind of feels like you're trying to catch up to the person that's actually singing everything that's going on in the song. Kind of fun. So let's get into it. But also, I will say, I can't say this at all, and my French housemate is going to kill me if I tell him that I tried to, but Ma Milere Enemy or whatever by Stromae and Palm. A really great song from the Arcane soundtrack, and the Wave Dash remix of that is beautiful. Super, super beautiful. I might not play it this track or this show, but really, really pretty. But here's Paint the Town Blue instead. Haha. Oh, you want a villain? Let me show you all my evil. Oh, you think I'm difficult? I'll show you all my devil. Sharp shooter, lethal top of fortune like an eagle. Welcome all your wisdoms. I'm a machine.
Paint the town blue, red all around you. Wow. Paint the town blue, red all around you.
Yay. Okay. Speaking of rebelling against the government, sorry, that's what Paint the Town Blue is about, kind of. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, okay, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. That's true, man. In my cybersecurity class, we went to this, like, super scary browser that basically just exposes any cameras that aren't, you know, like, protected. And most, like, if you bought a laptop, you're probably fine. Like, if you aren't, like, actively, like, pirating tons of illicit media, like, all the time, you're probably okay. But, like, there was tons of, like, gas station cameras and stuff that you could just, like, see in, like, Nebraska. And it was like, some person hacked it once, and now it's just, like, here on the web forever because no one's going to tell the gas station employee in Nebraska that we got their camera. So, no hate to any of my Nebraskan listeners out there. I love you all super deeply, but not too deeply, like, an appropriate amount. Let's see. I've kind of, like, exhausted the queue that I had set up, but I know that there was two more songs I wanted to play, and one was from a little while ago. I played Pump the Stereo by Euroclub and applauded it for its exploration of many genres in a tiny little song, and I also knew Desiderio by them, and I think at the time those were the only two releases, but this past week they dropped a whole album. Yeah, it is an album of 9 tracks, and it's just very good. Like, I don't know, it's just like classic, like, festival core, not festival, I don't know how to describe it other than, like, it's really like it feels like maybe like pop culture electronic music. Like, it's very relevant, it's very much like kind of what's in the scene right now, and it's straightforward. It doesn't, like, it isn't doing anything like super crazy, I feel like. But what it does do, it does well. And right now, it's, like, kind of in the style. So I really like it. I definitely recommend checking out the album. It's just called Euroclub by Euroclub. And I think I'm going to play Give Me a Dub Plate because it just goes crazy. Some of the other tracks are a little bit more, like, smooth. Like, I'll play just a little bit of Move Me for a second here and fade it in. So yeah, it's like very like classic, I guess. Let me see if I can get to the drop a little bit. Yeah. So you can see what I mean by, like, very smooth, very kind of just driven, straightforward. Give Me a Dub Plate is crazy. It's just very much like a Jersey kind of pump up beat, and very a little similar to Pump the Stereo and what I liked about it. And also, I don't know if there's another phrase for this of, like, what dub plate means, but like, a dub plate is something that you use in synthesis specifically, usually for, like, weird electronic genres. And it's like 250, basically, if you took, like, a really long waveform, like a sound wave, and then cut it up into 250 equal length pieces, and then, like, stacked them in the second dimension, so you kind of make, like, a 2D plane of the sound wave, and then you can kind of traverse this 2D plane by cutting a slice through it, and every time you cut a slice through the plane, you'll get a different sound wave, and that lets you, like, automate through a ton of different, like, sound waves and patterns in a really quick time, which is usually where you get a lot of those, like, metallic or super super, like, gnarly sounds. So that's what that means, if you were curious. Doesn't really have anything to do with this song at all. I think this song is just kind of bumping for, like, 2 minutes, and that's kind of what I'm here for right now, just to bump loud stuff in the studio. So let's get to it. This is Give Me a Dub Plate by Euroclub. Probably other than Pump the Stereo, the punchiest track on this album. Now that we've played something like super weird, no offense, Euroclub, I love it, but it is super weird. I tried to upload something while in the studio here. I don't know if it worked, but I have it downloaded on my phone, but I realized I'm not playing anything on my phone right now. So sorry, I'm filling time while I like try to figure out, did this get uploaded or not? No, Wi-Fi connection, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. How do I say just do it? Give me a second. Change settings. Transfer files. Okay, use my data. Okay. I'm going to filibuster for 80% more. But I got sent this song by Harrison, he still is, honestly, the co-host of this show. Harrison lives on in our hearts forever. He did nothing. He's fine. Yeah, no, he's in New York. He's fine. He almost got me to the Must Die rave that was in New York for Halloween, but I didn't end up going because instead my friends wanted to wait in line for a regular bar. Boo! But it's fine because I love my friends, I guess. But Harrison's doing great. He's like very involved in the music sphere now. It's honestly super fun to just like connect with him and hear like what shows he's been able to kind of be a little backstage for, like be involved in like setting up some of the, I don't know, like event of the show. Super, super fun. And kind of some of the stuff that I used to talk about like wanting to do on the show. So it's fun that he got there, I guess. Huge. Love you, Harrison. But he sent me this. And he goes, only you would know how hard this goes. And I don't fully agree with that because I definitely have some friends that I think are going to enjoy this. But, it definitely is out there and hit me like a truck. And this is the first song I ever downloaded. Like, the original is the first song I ever downloaded on iTunes because I heard it on the bus home. And I was like, these strings are, like, some of the most beautiful music I've ever heard in my entire life. Like, the orchestration, the melody here is so... it's so perfect, but it's such a like stock string. Like, it's obviously like a computer violin. It's not like a real violin. And lo and behold, 10 years later, Harrison sends me Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, Amara Lynn remix, which it's like hyperpop nightcore basically. And is it like, I don't know how to describe it other than when I was on the bus and I was like, 11 or 12 when the song came out, or whenever it happened. This is what I actually heard. And I was like, this is how good this song is. And then, like, I played it for my friends, and they're like, I can't believe you downloaded Carly Rae Jepsen instead of Eminem. And I learned my lesson really quickly. But since playing it, since Harrison sent it to me, I have been playing it, like, a ton. Honestly, it's just super fun. It's very nostalgic, too. I just love, like, Nightcore, I guess, for the nostalgia of it. I don't listen to it a ton, but I do listen to a lot of hyperpop. And I've been in a hyperpop phase a little bit here, so it's kind of hit that mark for sure. I'm hoping that it'll just play and not have any issues, but let's see. If not, I can maybe try just playing it from SoundCloud, which is where it was uploaded. But here is Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe, a Marilyn remix, if it works. Oh, it's playing. Oh, gosh, it's playing the previous song, too. My bad, y'all. I forgot to pause it. Okay, let's try this again. Take it away, Carly. It's a banger. Shout out Amara Lynn. Amara Lynn has, like, no followers either on SoundCloud. Not, like, sorry, Amara Lynn, but I'll say it. But go check it out. It's, like, a cool project. Apparently there's some single releases on Spotify I need to check out as well. I saw Harrison listening to it, actually, just a little bit earlier this week. So maybe I'll have to ask him if any of it was to his liking, worth checking out. We've got time for maybe one more, and it's also 5 minutes left, so I can say this is Button Pushers. Thank you for listening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's crazy. I have, like, this. I looked over at the spot on the wall where it's, like, it's hung up in the other studio, but I can't see it because the studio is, like, completely dark and blocked off. But I couldn't remember what it was until I looked that way, like, what that 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts, you know, it's Brains are weird. I just finished Dispatch the other day. It's a really good game slash show slash whatever. It's like choose your own adventure story kind of. And just has some really clean music in it. And some really dirty music in it too. But I really liked this song. It's called Savage by Ben Kahn from the 1992 EP. It's like relatively popular, so maybe you've heard of it, but I really liked it. It's just kind of dark and gritty, and it's the show, like, or in the game or show, I think it plays in like some criminal bar or something. Very very fun vibes. I like it a lot. So we'll probably end there, because it's probably what I'm gonna like romanticize my night walk home to. I'll like imagine that I'm in some cinematic film and walk trudgingly through the puddles while listening to Savage by Ben Kahn. Thanks for tuning in, as always. Love you deeply. Sleep well, dance hard, party, yada yada, and see you next week. Yeah, I'll be here next week. Okay, here's Savage by Ben Kahn. Good night. Bye bye.
Things the parish, guns control the badges. Ooh, classic example of dissatisfaction. Taking up drastic action, taking up drastic action. Acid, acid, raindrops to kill them bastards. We'll feed them acid, we'll feed them acid. While we're dancing, dancing to the rhythm of the plastic anthem. Dancing while they're preaching a plastic anthem. Stabbing, stabbing a hole in the very fabric of society. Well, it's a sign I need. Will the wind be beneath my wings? Will the water wash over my sins? Will the wind be beneath my wings? Will the water wash over my sins until this is over? Until this is over, until this is over.
I was
baptized before the gods, but I'm still holding.